All right, welcome to today's do-it-yourself science video involving pine needles. I'm Mike Adams, the health ranger of Brighteon.com. Thank you for joining me today. And over the Memorial Day weekend, I went out and harvested a lot of loblolly pine needles. They're known as the lost pines in Central Texas. And this is actually just one that I cut yesterday. That's why it's still nice and green. And as we've seen under the microscope, these pine needles have some really amazing features, even like little white dots. In fact, I'll probably just show you that here coming up so you can see what I'm talking about. We'll put one under the scope. But those white dots represent certain types of crystalline structures. And taken as a whole, this is very rich in shikimic acid. Now, shikimic acid is the molecule that is recognized even by the FDA in the form of a prescription drug as an antiviral medicine. So there's a drug called Tamiflu. You've probably heard of it. A lot of talk about that molecule during COVID. And Tamiflu is made from pine needles. That's all they do is they take pine needles and then they extract the shikimic acid, which is what we're going to do here, and then they make a drug out of it. Well, you can make it yourself. Native Americans did. And I do all the time. I make pine needle tea out of this, and that's what we're going to do here today is show you how to make this tea very cheaply, very easily, and then we're going to just drink some right here and enjoy it because it's quite delicious. Now, in order to do this, we're going to use an ultrasonic cleaner. So can you show the side camera there? Yeah, you see that stainless steel cube with digits on the front? That's an ultrasonic cleaner. And I bought that online. It's like 50 bucks or something. It's not even very expensive. Now, it's got an ultrasonic condenser, I guess, inside that emits, you know, these high-frequency waves. And what that does is it speeds up the solvent extraction from the pine needles. Now, for solvents, we're only going to use two things, water and some alcohol. In this case, a little bit of vodka. I think it's called Nikolai vodka. So there we go. It's like the cheapest vodka I could find. Or you could use grain alcohol or any other, you know, consumable alcohol. Now, typically, for the water, again, you would use distilled water or rainwater, something that's very, very clean. I'm just using bottled water, which is actually bottled rainwater here. You could also just use deionized water as well. But distilled water is the easiest thing to get. Typically, you would mix it 50-50. Half water, half alcohol. I'm going to do a very different ratio today because I don't want to drink much alcohol. So I'm going to use like 90% water and 10% alcohol, but you'll get a better extraction if you actually go 50-50. And if you don't want the alcohol, you can also evaporate some of that off after you're done with it. So the first thing I'm going to do is just cut this into smaller pieces and get those pieces inside the ultrasonic cleaner. And I won't have my microphone there, but I'm just going to show you what I'm doing as we cut this up. Oh, I got to save. Let me save a couple pieces for the microscope. We'll use these for the microscope shortly to show you what's going on there. So then I'm going to cut these up and put them into the water. And you want to avoid the branches. You don't need to do an extraction on the branches. Just try to get the pine needles themselves because that's where the shikimic acid is found. So that's what I'll do next. Okay, so that's running right now, blasting out high frequency sounds, which I can hear. So it's a little bit annoying. I'm gonna leave that going, and then we'll be back to get the resulting tea. I've only put this on like 7 or 8 minutes. Won't take long. And then we're gonna have some pine needle tea. All right, while the pine needle tea is being extracted with the ultrasonic cleaner, we're gonna take a closer look at pine needles under our microscope. So if you go to the microscope screen here, this is a triple pine needle with a common stem. And you can already start to see there's some interesting sort of white lines or dotted lines that are showing up. We're gonna zoom in and get a much closer look at those right here. So now we're starting to see the details here. Now these crystalline structures actually contain medicine. So let's zoom in even more. We'll go to 200x on these. And there we'll be able to really start to get a look, and you'll be able to see the crystalline structure of these. Turn down the light a little bit. You see that? You can see they're like little crystals. And this might be where the shikimic acid is found. These could be shikimic acid crystals. I'm not sure, but that would make sense. Let me get a real good image here. So pine needles have medicine then that's actually built in. But wherever you go along here, you see these same crystalline structures. Built by Mother Nature, and most people just walk right past it. Let's zoom in to 1000x and get a closer look at these structures. Marvel at the miracle of Mother Nature. How about let's go 2000? There's a really good image of that crystal. And of course we can go to a 3D display on this, try to get some depth information here that shows us a little bit of the texture. So it's built right in. It doesn't really stand out much. It's not like a bump per se, but it's a crystalline structure that's built into the actual needle itself. So inside each one of these is a structure that is now being extracted with the water and alcohol and the ultrasonic method. Oh, and by the way, here's a scale if you want to see how many micrometers we're looking at, or microns. Total depth of about 18 microns. Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. Now let's get a little bit of a bigger point of view on this, and let's look at the structure of the needle as a whole. Yeah, this is what I want to show you here. Then this gives you an idea of the diameter of each of those needles, although it's still only imaging the surface. It can show you essentially the height of one of those needles. Here it is, 735 microns off the stage. So there you go. Very useful information. All right, next we're going to strain out the finished extract, and we're gonna drink some pine needle tea and take in some of this incredible, powerful medicine that Mother Nature makes for us for free. And yes, it's medicine that can help end plagues. And you don't need to wait for the government to give you permission to be healthy. You can make yourself healthy again by taking advantage of natural medicine that Mother Nature just puts all over the planet free of charge. So we'll do that next. All right, now that we've done the extraction, we're going to pour it through a nut milk bag, which is a filtration bag, and we're just gonna get out the tea. Now, I haven't done this for enough minutes. Typically, I would wanna do this maybe 45 minutes. I haven't done it that long, so it may not be as nutrient rich as it would normally be, but it's something, and I wanna show you how to do this. So take a look, here's the next step. All right, so what we have here, folks, is a giant collection here of pine needle tea. And we'll know by the taste if we subjected it to enough extraction. Oh, that's so delicious. It's got a natural sweetness to it. It's definitely on the lighter side right now. I would want this to be two or three times as strong. I'd probably want to run it, like I said, 45 minutes. But all the I can taste the nutrients in here right now. It's really amazing. In fact, I'm just gonna leave this here and sip on this for the rest of my studio day here. I've got a guest coming. He might want some as well. He's used to wild foods as well. So that's how you do it, folks, okay? So we just made together all kinds of natural medicine from pine needles. Now, if you go out and you collect pine needles, be sure you understand what species you're collecting from. I'm not saying to collect from spruce trees or fir trees or, you know, cedar trees. I'm saying pine, and in this case, this is called loblolly pine, and those are called the lost pines in Central Texas. But pine trees grow over a significant portion of North America and, of course, you know, other continents as well. So just make sure you understand what species that you have. And if you don't know, you know, do your own research. And it's also a good idea to grow these as well. I grow pine trees because that way I know I have natural medicine I can harvest at any time. And just be safe about it. And try a little bit at first. If you've never done this before, only try a small amount. Make sure you're okay with it. Sit with it for a few minutes and make sure that, you know, your body loves it. My body loves it, that's for sure. I could drink this all day. This is just the best tea. It's better than like black tea or Lipton tea or any other kind of tea as far as I'm concerned. And I can make it for free all day long. So that's how you make pine needle tea. That's how you make your own natural medicine. So I hope you enjoyed that video, and note that any kind of pine needle product that we offer at healthrangerstore.com is literally made from loblolly pines that either myself or my wife, usually together, we harvest those, and then we actually make the pine needle extract out of that. So we are wild harvesting pine needles to provide any of the pine needle products that are in our store. And there aren't many of them. Sometimes they're only offered on, you know, like special gifts during sale events, things like that. But we don't use overseas pine needles. We harvest these from Central Texas. They're all loblolly pine with confirmed very high concentrations of shikimic acid. So if you enjoy natural medicine, then thank you for supporting us. And you can always get your super foods and storable foods and certified organic foods and more at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com. And I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious. And I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic. And butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh, that's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more, in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield, and we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well, and it's a non-alcohol formula, so it's certified organic. Here it is, green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the, you know, miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here, and it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.